Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Laura Young. The scripture is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12.
But wait, there's more. More. It can be among the first words a toddler learns to say. And when that sweet little voice says more, you know what the grandmother wants to do. After God's prevenient grace that draws us to Christ, after the justifying grace that saves through faith, there is more. Sanctifying grace enables us to love God and one another more and more. Toward the end of his life, John Wesley wrote that spreading the doctrine of full sanctification appeared to be the chief reason God had raised up the people called Methodist. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, wrote Paul to the Thessalonians. The grace of God saves us entirely, to the uttermost, the early Methodist proclaimed. John Wesley summarized the idea this way in A Plain Account of Christian Perfection. 1. That Christian perfection is that love of God and our neighbor, which implies deliverance from all sin. 2. That this is received merely by faith. 3. That it is given instantaneously in one moment. 4. That we are to expect it, not at death, but every moment, that now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. This whole concept continues to raise many questions, but those early Methodists wanted to actually live the kind of life that Scripture tells us is possible by the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Wesley's sermon quoted above also includes the following, which gives us a focus perhaps more easily grasped, if not more easily lived out. If you are looking for anything but more love, you are looking wide of the mark. You are getting out of the royal way. And when you are asking others, have you received this or that blessing? If you mean anything but more love, you mean wrong. Settle it then in your heart that from the moment God has saved you from all sin, you are to aim at nothing but more of that love described in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. For a deep dive into this whole idea, see Kevin Watson's Perfect Love, Recovering Entire Sanctification, The Lost Power of the Methodist Movement. A highlighted version, Just Keep Seeking More, by grace through faith in your relationship with God in Jesus Christ. Charles Wesley's hymns were teaching tools of Methodist beliefs, and the one below has been described as the entire sanctification prayer hymn for awakened Methodist. As we close by praying this hymn, may the meaning of the words guide you in seeking more. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. Breathe, O breathe, thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit, let us find that second rest. Take away our bent to sinning, Alpha and Omega be, end of faith as its beginning. set our hearts at liberty. Come, Almighty, to deliver. Let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return and never, never more thy temples leave. Thee we would be always blessing, serve thee as thy host above. Pray and praise thee without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee, changed from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.